When actress Carrie Fisher died Tuesday, she left a legacy of mental health advocacy. From the Behavioral Health Desk, Anne Hoffman says Fisher's storytelling around recovery has touched many advocates and artists.
In 1987, Carrie Fisher wrote a book called Postcards from the Edge, recounting her experience battling drug addiction. It was later made into a film. Here's part of an early scene from the movie when the main character, played by Meryl Streep, wakes up from a night in the hospital after a drug overdose. She's talking to a woman from the rehabilitation center.
Why did they pump my stomach?
You would have died if they hadn't.
Critics have praised the movie for offering a raw and honest look at the difficulties of early sobriety during a time when stories of its kind were uncommon. Kevin Hines is a mental health advocate and storyteller who feels touched by Fisher's legacy.
She paved the way for all of us advocates to do this work. She was one of the first open and quite loud voices.
Hines also has bipolar disorder like Fisher and survived a suicide attempt when he jumped over the Golden Gate Bridge. His documentary called Suicide, The Ripple Effect will be released next fall. Hines believes that storytelling through film can lead to harm prevention.
If they're done with an effort to not be sensationalistic, to educate, to inspire, and to inform, I think that film can have a transformative effect in helping to change someone's life.
He says he's already seen that his film project has created a sense of community among some who are grappling with mental illness. That sense of community, he believes, can help translate into lives saved. Hines will receive the Lifesaver of the Year Award on January 7th at the Save a Life Gala at the Curtis Center. Anne Hoffman, WHYY News.